Joining us now here on Regional Radio, a man who is actually in Moore, Oklahoma today. He's actually a student at Hillsdale Free Will Baptist College there, and he's actually my cousin. This is Stuart McMillan speaking, and Nick McMillan, my cousin, on the phone. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, pleasure to be here, Stuart.
First off, Nick, are you okay, and is everybody okay around you there in Moore, Oklahoma?
Yes. Well, right now, I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually, a tornado actually hit a mile from where I was located at. It hit 19th Street. And then, I'll get right here. I hit a mile, it was like a 2 mile wide tornado on 19th Street. And that was from a mile where I was located at. And everything is just pretty much destroyed right now. So.
How are your friends? Are your friends okay?
Yeah, my friends that I know of, all my people I go to school with, they're okay as of right now. I'm actually driving into like more of the like rubble. I'm taking my friend to his car, but everywhere is just bad.
Now, where were you located when the tornado actually hit? Were you away from the area?
I was away from the area. I was actually a mile away. I actually was outside being stupid and filming it, but it was just, I was a mile away and you could see the debris and just like things getting thrown. I actually saw a pair of pants flying around, but hands down, one of the most scariest things I've ever saw in my life.
Where are you driving right now? Where are you right now?
Right now? I am going to 4th Street, where the damage is actually the worst, and I'm taking my friend to his car because he ran to the place that I work at, and he's like, hey, I need to use your car. I had to park. I'm trying to find my son, and he was at one of the local schools. But everything, he found his son, and everything is okay there, so that is good.
And this is a friend of yours that goes to college or maybe an acquaintance at work?
Yeah, it's an acquaintance at work.
Wow. And he was actually looking for his son at one point, and you were helping him.
Yes, he was looking for his son. He ran to work. And, hey, you guys be safe, okay? Hey, if you need anything, you let me know, okay, brother? But he had to park his car probably about 3 miles away from where I am right now. And he had to park his car, and he sprinted to work, and I was there. I had just got there. And he took my car, and he was trying to find his son because where his son was at, one of the elementary schools around here, it got hit pretty bad. And so he was just trying to find his son, and thankfully he had found his son. So
I've heard some of the news anchors around the country referring to the area that got hit, the epicenter of this of the damage there, war zone-like. Are those scenes that you are seeing right now?
Sorry, I kind of sound a little like stuttered because it's the more I come here, it's the more it's just like the more I'm traveling down, the more it's just I'm in shock because I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Like I'm actually driving down towards 4th Street and there's just it literally looked like bombs have exploded, cars, like buildings are destroyed, and I'm thankful that the tornado moved at the last second, or I would probably not be able to talk right now.
An amazing story and many more to come from Moore, Oklahoma today. Now, you say you're on 4th Street. Seeing from aerial views that we've seen from news footage and things, completely destroyed homes and many, many homes completely leveled there. We haven't heard any numbers of any in the amount of injuries, but it can't be any low numbers. It's some amazing scenes we're seeing here. From your vantage point, you did not actually get to see it head on. You were far enough away. You were safe, but you are down in that area now. I guess are you near the medical center there? I'm looking at a map, so I'm trying to figure out where exactly you are. But 4th Street near the medical center.
Yeah, the Moore Medical Center. If you are on looking at 4th Street, if you right beside the Moore Medical Center, there's going to be a Warren Theater, it's one of the landmarks in Oklahoma, and the Moore Medical Center is completely leveled, and there's a bowling alley right beside it that is completely leveled as well, and I'm actually standing in the parking lot of the Warren Theater, just looking, and there's just rubble, and there's people just, you see people crying, and it's one of the scary, like, I words cannot just describe how crazy this actually is.
Again, joining us, by the way, the phone, it is Nick McMillan of Park Hills. He's a student, actually, in Moore, Oklahoma, and he just got to live through the tornado there. He was a mile away from where this tornado hit in Moore, Oklahoma, that devastated miles and miles of area there in Moore, Oklahoma. Now, Nick, have you heard of any of your other friends that have been hurt? I know we talked about that a moment ago, but anybody else that you know of that could be missing or in that area that you know of, or maybe even some students at the school?
Well, I was actually student teaching at one of the local schools this year, Southmore, and apparently they locked the school down, and there are still people inside of the school. I have some of my teacher friends that are there that I've not heard from, so I just don't know if that's just because of the school or what's going on. So I'm kind of worried about that. So,
well, Nick, I'm going to let you go and keep us up to date on what's happening with you and who you're able to get in contact with. But once again, you're okay, and the place you were at was not hit, but everything's okay around you, correct?
Yes, sir. Everything around me is fine. Like I was telling you earlier, it was just literally, if it would have been a mile south, my whole school, my apartment complex, everything I live in would have been destroyed.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for the quick update. I know that's not an easy thing to go through and to be living out something that only happens in storybooks and on television and things of that nature, but to actually be in it is a whole other thing. It's a whole other experience.
Yes, and just I want to ask, I mean, if people who pray, just remember we're supposed to get more storms throughout the whole week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as well. So just continue to keep us in your thoughts and prayers.